down, and the flood rushed through. I fell on my brother and wept like a baby. Since then, no one has seen me cry. Nothing was the same afterwards. The house felt like a dead, empty shell. The streets that were so familiar all looked strange. Nothing and nowhere felt safe. I thought all my work for peace was worth nothing because it had not saved my father. The horrific violence that had engulfed our town had finally struck the heart of my family, and I had been unable to stop it. I blamed myself. I asked myself, what had I done that my father should die in such a violent way? During the funeral, it poured with rain, just as it had in my mother's dream. More than 1,500 bouquets were sent to us. The route to the church and the church itself were packed. My father had given so much to our town. He was loved by so many people. The threats against my family continued even after my father's death. Every time my mother, Andres, or myself left the house, we were followed. It felt too dangerous for me even to walk around the corner. I always traveled by car. My friends